Reading from the first book of Kings. Elijah went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a solitary broom tree. He asked that he might die. "It is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am no better than my ancestors." Then Elijah lay down under the broom tree and fell asleep. Suddenly an angel touched him and said to him, "Get up and eat." He looked, and there at his head was a cake baked on hot stones and a jar of water. He ate and drank and lay down again. The angel of the Lord came a second time, touched him and said, "Get up and eat, otherwise the journey will be too much for you." Elijah got up and ate and drank, and then he went into the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the mountain of God. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you were marked with a seal for the day of redemption. Put away from you all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander, together with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ has forgiven you. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and live in love, as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Lord be with you. The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to John. The authorities began to grumble against Jesus because Jesus claimed, "I am the bread that has come down from heaven." They kept saying to one another, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph? Do we not know his mother and his father? How can this man say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus said to them, "Stop your grumbling. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day. You know that it is written in the prophet, 'Everyone will be taught by God.' So if you have listened to the Father who sent me, and if you believe him, then you will come to me. It is not that you have seen the Father, because no one has seen God except the one who has come from the Father. Of this much I am sure, the one who believes has eternal life. I am the bread that gives eternal life. Your ancestors ate manna in the desert and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one who eats it may never die. I am the living bread who has come down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live, and the bread that I will give you is my flesh for the life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the images of the church, of believing people, of you and of me, is that we are a pilgrim people. We are on a journey. And the image that is present to us in the first book of Kings, in the first reading, is the image of Elijah, who is fleeing from the wrath of the queen Jezebel, and his journeying through the desert in search of going toward the mountain of God, Horeb, the place where God establish the covenant with the people in the desert. He's tired. He's worn out. He falls asleep under a broom tree where he can have a bit of shade. And an angel of the Lord wakes him and says, "Get up and eat." And there is a cake, a hearth cake and a jug of water. And he eats and then he goes back to sleep. And once again, the angel wakes him and says, "Quick, get up and eat. You will not be able to travel if you do not have nourishment." He eats and he drinks, and he travels the way 40 days and 40 nights And he comes to the mountain of God. He comes to the place of the renewal of the covenant. Well, that image, among so many other images, is what is behind the words, a pilgrim people. You and I are on the way. We haven't reached the destination. In fact, our life is being on the way. The destination is the fullness of life. The destination is coming before the face of God in the kingdom of heaven. And that's a destination that every single one of us is destined to experience. But in the meantime, we journey toward that destination. And the food which nourishes us, the food which gives us strength, the food which is the pledge of eternal life, is the bread that has come down from heaven. The bread that Jesus says is my flesh given for the life of the world. And so you and I gather here every single week. We gather to be nourished on the journey. We gather to come together as a community of faith, and this gathering is to be a reminder of that ultimate gathering that takes place where all the angels and saints are gathered in union and in praise of God. And here in this gathering, we are nurtured and nourished on the Word of God, and we are given the bread of life. All of that for a purpose, to outfit us so that as we leave, you and I may continue that journey. You and I refreshed and re-spirited might continue on our way toward the fullness of God's kingdom. And in the process, give witness by what we say and do to the reality that we believe and the reality that is ours, the reality that is confirmed every time we come before the Lord at the table of the Lord. And so this day, in the spirit of Elijah, we come to be nurtured and nourished. Bread to be eaten, wine to be drunk. Bread that is the bread of life, and wine that is his blood poured out for the salvation of the world. We now turn to the Lord God.